The first time 3 weeks ago when he complained about extortion. The 63-year-old, who's been suspended by the Tory party, says he's confident he'll be cleared. Tim Montgomery is the founder of Conservative Home.
What does this say about the Conservative Party, my party? It's not good. And, you know, I think poor old Rishi Sunak trying to give a speech. And yet another, I know we've got, it's just allegations, another Tory MP in the headlines for the wrong reasons. And he just can't get ahead.
The King has been briefed at Buckingham Palace by aid agencies on the growing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. More supplies have got over the border from Egypt, but are only a fraction of what's needed. The United Nations Security Council has failed to reach agreement on a humanitarian ceasefire in the fighting between Israel and Hamas. France's representative to the UN, Nicolas de Riviera, is dismayed.
The Security Council is stuck. It's very disappointing. We should get back to negotiation, do a compromise, prioritise humanitarian access, this humanitarian pause, while recognizing the right of Israel to defend itself.
In the US, a gunman still on the run after 18 people were shot dead at a bar and bowling alley in Maine. Authorities say suspect Robert Card is considered armed and dangerous. The Online Safety Act, which has been introduced to protect children online, has become law in the UK. Social media platforms will have a responsibility to stop children from seeing harmful material online. In sport, England's Cricket World Cup is all but over. After an 8-wicket loss to Sri Lanka, the defending champions were bowled out for 156. Philip Clement's first Europa League game in charge of Rangers has ended in a goalless draw at Sparta Prague. Olympiakos beat West Ham 2-1. And in the Conference League, Aston Villa thumped AZ Alkmaar 4-1. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
It's just gone 8 on this Thursday night, last Thursday in October. You're listening to me, Gareth Williams, here on Phoenix 98 FM. This is Bumper to Bumper, the trawl through Indian alternative from the 60s onwards.
Oh,
block party there, and so here we are. Yeah, I forgot the fake fade out at the end, didn't I? Yeah, that's how they roll. That's called how to confuse a DJ when he's not concentrating properly, or a presenter, whatever you want to call me. Anyway, Block Party from the album Silent Alarm. That was released as a single back in 2005, got to number 5 in the charts, and you'll have heard it probably on the telly, if you watch any telly. It's featuring in adverts at the moment. I heard it and thought, that's worth playing again, definitely. And it was, despite what it did to me, mucking me up there at the end. You're listening to me, Gareth Williams, here on Phoenix 98 FM. This is Bumper to Bumper, that trawl through Indian alternative from the 60s onwards. Not much very old tonight, actually. If I look at it, I don't think we even go far back as far back as the 80s. Maybe one. Don't know. But it's lots and lots of good music for you, I'm pleased to say. So I'll shut up and get on with it.
lips for the rest of your life.
Don't look at all the photos to pass the time. It does you no favors, they will remind you of a rose colored view in your mind. Traces of someone you left behind. I was foolish, it's proven. Keep moving to do this after the breakup.
The fact the art of smiling on occasion, their name is brought up in conversation. Nobody need know your palpitations. First things first, self-preservation.
Remember whatever you do, do not call. I've been wondering why heartbreak's not taught in school to warn us what we're in for. I'd have got myself a degree to be sure, but I was foolish. If I'd have never met you, I wouldn't know what I know now. Might be a time and place when it wanted to see your face. If I'd have never met you, I wouldn't know what I know now. Might be a time and place when it wanted to see your face. If I'd have never met you, I wouldn't know what I know now.
We'll be right back.
Caesars there, Jerk It Out. Probably known to all of you, that one. Was around quite a lot when old that phone company that make you wait 3 weeks to reset your password. Not happened to me, obviously, not moaning about that. Used it on one of their adverts. Jerk It Out from the album Love for the Streets. Also on the album Paper Tigers, and also on the album 39 Minutes of Bliss. You might say they might have milked that one slightly. Released as a single in 2002. Got into the charts when it was used in the advert. Got to number 8 in the UK. Brand new music prior to that. First played it a couple of weeks ago. Blossoms to do list after the breakup. That's Blossoms featuring Finlay. And then before that, the Mock Turtles from the Turtle Soup album. That was the 1991 single, Can You Dig It, the band's biggest hit. Though only got to number 18 in the charts. Just feels like it was a top 10 hit. Certainly should have been. Indie pop dance doesn't get much better than that, does it? We'll be right back. First up there, Left Field, featuring a certain Mr. John Lydon, taken from the album Leftism. That was Open Up, single back in 1993, getting to number 13 in the UK charts. And then the wonderful Confidence Man, that was my single of the year back in 2018. Blimey, how time flies. I'll be playing my almost certain single of the year for 2023 a little bit later in the show. It's going to take a lot to shift it, let's put it that way. Out the Window was the name of the single by Confidence Man. It's 8:27 on this Thursday night. Let's have some brand new music now. It's not brand new music, we played it a few times, but it's time to play it again. This is Fangirl and Falling.
Friend, I was so proud of you. Your famous friend, well, I blew him.
Franz Ferdinand, you could have it. So Much Better was the name of the album. Do You Want To? The name of the single, released back in 2005, and a big hit for the band, getting a number four in the charts. And before that, Fangirl, another Australian band following on from Confidence Man. That was Falling, their latest single that was released earlier this year. And we played it back when it was released, and we're playing it again now. Bumper to bumper. As I said, it's 90s onwards. I still haven't actually checked whether the song that I thought might be 80s is 80s, but I will do that in a minute. It's early 90s if it isn't. Let's have a little bit of a mood break though.
Songs I've sung, yeah, more often than you know, 'cause you're the Lord that I've come to, more often than I've let it show. And I wish you would leave. You would go.
First solo album, that's Emma Anderson, she of Lush and Sing Sing. Pearlies is the name of the album, was released 6 days ago on the 20th of October, and from it that was the single Clusters, and before that you heard the gorgeous Long Pigs song On and On, taken from the album The Sun Is Often Out. That was a number 16 back in 1996 for the band. It isn't an 80s song. They were an 80s band. First two albums came out in the 80s. This was from their third album, though. It came out in 1992.
Thank you.
brand new music there, Marla Mays. And Dance Together, taken from her forthcoming EP, The Fine Art of, and I won't use the actual title due to the fact that it's rude and I'm on the radio, The Fine Art of Urinating in the Bushes, Volume 1, which is an EP coming out in the future, from Brooklyn, and on a Brooklyn record label as well. If you want to find out more, you can find her on the socials, Marla Mays, M-A-R-L-A-M-A-S-E. And before that, the song that I said wasn't an 80s one, from 1992, in fact. Walkabout was the name of the single, taken from the Sugar Cube's third album, Stick Around for Joy. Of course, that was is Bjork on vocals there. Great album, all three albums that... And I think they actually released four in the end, didn't they? Now I say that, but the first album, Birthday, that was the song that, back in 1987, that first brought Bjork's unusual and quite stunning vocal stylings to the world. I might have to play that in a few weeks' time. It is quite the song. Yeah, well, up there in lots of hundreds, best songs of the 80s and best songs of all time lists and things like that is Birthday. We will visit that song in a few weeks' time. Right, we have more new music to come a bit later, but we're going to play some older stuff now. This is Mumra.
She's got you high and you don't even know yet. She's got you high and you don't even know. Yeah, the sun's in the sky, it's warming up your bare legs, and you can't deny you're looking for the sunset. She's got you high and you don't even know yet. She's got you high and you don't even know yet. So search for the time before it leaves without you. Have you lost your mind or has she taken all of yours too? What's this about? I fear good love will shine through. We've lost romance, this world is turns of see through. Open your mind, believe it's gonna come true. Keep romance alive and hope she's gonna tell you. What's this about? I fear good love will shine through. We've lost romance, this world it's turns of see through. Deny you want the happy ending. What's this about? I feel good love
I think I'm in love with the girl next door. It's driving me crazy, I can't take it anymore. I hear her playing the drums late at night. The neighbors complain, but that's the kind of girl I like. And maybe I should call her up and invite her around. Or maybe I should move to another town.